Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. The Ben Franklin Parkway looked like center stage for a festival, but this was no party. Thousands turned out to march through Center City in the largest, and by most observations, peaceful demonstration in the ongoing demand for an end to racial injustice in dealing with law enforcement. KYW's Hadass Kuznets was in the thick of it all.
It's important to note not just the massive size of this crowd, but also the message. I spoke with Bianca Blue Lazuli, who told me this is more than George Floyd. This is about systematic racism in America. And she says, while she understands there's a pandemic, she says racism is a critical health issue here in America as well.
There is a pandemic going on, but there is several pandemics. Our mental health system, our public health system, our criminal justice system, our legislative system, our social structure, everything that we do, our arts and entertainment system is dictated around a racist set of rules. And until we get rid of those rules, we can't fix anything else about this country.
And perhaps they've reached a tipping point here in Philadelphia and across the country.
They went from the Art Museum down the parkway, around City Hall, up Broad, and then back to the Art Museum. No sign of confrontation with police, at least along the march route. In fact, KYW's John McDevitt came upon a celebration of life.
As the marchers walked by the Logan Hotel, a bride was waiting outside. She's getting married right here at the Logan Hotel in the midst of this protest. She caught up with her, and her groom actually came out. The crowd went wild. They could absolutely be models for a cover of a marriage magazine, and they were just Black Lives Matter was in the back of them, plenty of signs as people were taking photographs.
As that demonstration played out, a high-ranking police official was watching from afar. A video depicts an incident with a protester at another rally earlier in the week that prosecutors believe crossed the line. Details from KYW's Antoinette Lee.
Staff Inspector Joseph Bologna is being charged with aggravated assault and other related charges. District Attorney Larry Krasner says the video shows him hitting a Temple student in the head with a baton. Krasner says the student suffered serious bodily injury that required nearly 10 staples and 10 sutures in the hospital while he was under arrest.
He came to the conclusion that this was criminal conduct, and if we were in any way legitimate, then we would have to hold him accountable like anybody else.
Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby says Bologna is a dedicated officer who has been on the force for 30 years.
This was done with zero investigation by the district attorney's office. Zero. He's a dedicated employee. He's been out there since day one and out there protecting businesses, community, and protesters. And this is what they do to him.
Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio.
The events of the last week or so will leave a lasting impression on young people. KYW's Mike DiNardo examines how some Philadelphia high school students are processing it all.
At Philadelphia's Central High School, the nation's response to the death of George Floyd has come up in all of senior Mariam Sissoko's online classes.
It's dominating the discussion.
Senior Will Carney says sometimes his teachers will talk about the protests.
Not a lot of class discussions on what's going on, but we do talk in like our own, you know, groups.
Sophomore Lin Lin says her class discussions have been about how students can make a difference.
As an Asian American in this country, especially with the video with George Floyd, with the Asian police officer standing by, I think that I have been having a lot of thoughts about that. And I do try to, when we have discussions about this, I try to bring it up.
Lin says she's read about social change in history books, but this time it's happening right in front of her. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.
That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.